Marty Lurie here on KNBR 680 with Eric Young. We call him EY, and a nice major league player, but a better man. EY, April 15th, Jackie Robinson Day. Love to get your thoughts about it. One of the more important days in American history, the day he broke in with the Brooklyn Dodgers in the National League.
Well, when you talk about Jackie Robinson, you talk about the history, you talk about the events that actually happened because of this one man was able to carry a tremendous torch and carry it not only for the Negro players and getting into Major League Baseball, also for a country, for a universe, for everybody to have that sense of belonging that we all can play together on this particular field. So for a guy like Jackie to take on such a prominent role in Major League Baseball and in our history books, it's such a special feeling for me individually, and you know, was one of the reasons I had the honor of wearing number 21 when I got called up to the big leagues, because you know, I wanted to be half the man and half the player Jackie was, and I thought if I was able to do that, I'd be a pretty good figure myself in this country and in this world, make a difference.
Oh, what a great story. I didn't know that. Eric Young with us. Boy, I love doing these things because you learn so much about people. Half the man of Jackie, and you are the man of Jackie. You are. You know that. You've stood up very nicely in baseball as a coach, a broadcaster, and certainly as a player, and your son plays as well. When did you first learn about Jackie Robinson?
Well, I learned at a very young age. It was when I started taking a liking with baseball and was playing it constantly, and constantly wanted to watch the games and go out and emulate the players. And that's when my parents introduced me to Jackie and what he had to go through to be a major league ball player. Not just a player for the Negro League, but a major league ball player and play in different arenas and things he had to go through and had to endure for us to have the opportunity to get out here and play baseball. So that's when it became very important to me, probably around when I was 5 or 6.
You know, baseball does celebrate it. Number 42 is retired now. No one will ever wear it again that Mariano Rivera has retired. But isn't it interesting to look out on the field and just see everybody wearing number 42 on April 15th?
Well, I think it's such a tremendous feeling as a ball player, number one. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Latino. It doesn't matter. This man was so important to our history, especially into our history of baseball, that, you know, to honor such a great man, and you notice I said man first and then player, I think is the ultimate tribute you can give to someone.
Well, Filippo Lu, a very wise man, always told me, show me the man first, then the player.
And when you get it like that, in that particular order, you get a very, very unique individual who's able to be as special to not only his family, but also to his friends and peers as well.
Eric Young with us. Could you have done it? Could you have endured what Jackie endured?
Well, I think with my parents coming from Mississippi, I think I probably would have been able to endure some, but I'm not sure if any man can endure as much as he did and keep it under wraps as well as he did. So to say and sit here that I'll be able to do that, no, probably not, because I've never been in a situation like that, so I don't know exactly how I would have responded.
Yeah. Now, during your baseball career, did you feel any racial discrimination ever in the South or going around the country?
There were times in the minor leagues when, you know, the word N was exposed to me, and my parents used to talk about me all the time, about it all the time, coming from Mississippi. And they basically told me that, you know what, it's not about what they say. They can't, sticks and stones can't break my bones or anything like that. So I was the type that, you know, pretty much ignored and kept my focus, kept my mind on what I was able to do and control.
Yeah, Willie Mays tells a story of being in Hagerstown, Maryland, and that he was in the Eastern League or something, playing for Trenton, and he had to stay in a separate hotel in 1950. So his teammates would come and sneak into that hotel during the night through the window, sleep on the floor in his room, then leave the next morning to show their solidarity behind them.
See, that right there, as a person, to have your players, your teammates who you go out there and battle with each and every day, to be as close to you and to feel for you at that particular moment to come over, I think right there made Willie a stronger person than he really was at the beginning. So it just made him stronger. And I think for me, when I think about, you know, coming through college and being the only Negro on my team, you know, there was times when things were said and my teammates stood up for me. So you, like Felipe said, you look at the person, then you look at the player.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to Rutgers University.
All right. Well, it's New Jersey. A pretty urban area, though.
Yeah it is. But at that particular time, there wasn't much interest from the urban communities, and I was fortunate enough to go there on a football scholarship, and an opportunity was given to me to play on the baseball team, and I took advantage of it, and I'm glad it worked out.
Well, I'm just glad to have you on. I knew you'd be able to say this in the right way for the whole country to hear it and how much it means to you. Did you see the movie 42?
Oh, without a doubt. And I have a little one, a 7-year-old, who actually is so in tune with Jackie Robinson that he went to school and actually recited some of the things that Jackie has in his history, is the date of birth, where he's from, when he broke the color barrier. He has all that in his head already, and it's just fortunate for me to just see it and not have to throw that on him, but understand that I want to know about the history of baseball and knowing that Jackie Robinson is very important.
So when you wake up on April 15th, I imagine you have a good feeling.
I have a great feeling. I called my son to talk about that particular day as well.
And your son, of course, with the Mets.
Exactly. He already know. So he already know and represents very well and understand what's going on. But for my 7-year-old to actually understand it just as much as he does is makes me a very proud father.
Me too, honestly. Very good. Eric, thank you so much. Very nice.
Oh, it's my pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Very good. That is Eric Young. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.